Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
It's time for another edition of the Brett Allen Show.
It's go time, you and me.
Join us weekly for the latest pop culture interviews from your favorite TV shows, movies, comedians, and so much more.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, it felt good.
Plus, you never know who will drop by.
What happened here was a miracle.
Now, here is your host.
I said throw down, boy.
Welcome to the nice main event.
Brett Allen.
We are chatting with Luke Mitchell, the latest and greatest doctor on Chicago Med, who plays Dr. Mitch Ripley. He has a very special episode coming up Wednesday, March 20th, 8, 7 Central on NBC. It's great to meet you, Luke. I'm a huge fan. Thanks for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome. Nice to meet you, too.
Yes. Well, I have loved you on other NBC projects, and I'm really excited to see you on this one. This has been a lot of fun. I loved it when you showed up and are now part of this great family, great story. We've had so many of your castmates from the One Chicago world, and we're happy to have you. The first question I always like to ask is, how did you get the role?
Great question. I was in Adelaide, Australia. My wife was shooting a movie there, and I was on holidays, or so I thought, and an audition came through for Chicago Med, and it was a director session, so it was on Zoom, and I had to, it was because of the time difference, it was going to be at 7 a.m my time. I emailed my agent and said, hey guys, can we push this any later, because I'm not exactly a morning person. and they said, well, sorry, you know, everyone else is in Chicago, so it's gonna have to be. So I had to, you know, get up at 5 a.m. and, you know, go for a run and, you know, do all the things I needed to do to feel like a human being, to, you know, to get, you know, give this audition and this character, you know, do it justice. I had a great time. They were really lovely. And 24 hours after I did the audition, they offered me the role. And so it was a very quick turnaround, and it was just about to be Thanksgiving. And straight after Thanksgiving, I flew over and hit the ground running. And it's been a wild ride ever since.
Yes. Well, as I mentioned, we've interviewed almost every single cast member on all the shows, but your show in particular. We just had Steve Weber a couple weeks ago, and he spoke very highly of you and loves working with you when you get to share scenes. And he said, if you ever get a chance to interview him, please do. And here we are. So that's what happens when you put positivity out there and work hard, it pays off. So you have a big episode. Yeah. Step on a crack and break your mother's back. Throwback to the 80s, 90s kid, but also a very deep and meaningful message, of course, as always. So you and Dr. Charles treat a patient with OCD. We're not spoiling anything. This is a log line that's public. So I want to ask you, what can we expect from this episode? We are just slowly getting to know your character episode per episode and kind of feeling him out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really interesting episode. It's a really interesting storyline. It involves a very specific case of OCD. But you know, I think primarily it's another great opportunity for Ripley to work with Dr. Charles in this, you know, and to continue to establish their working relationship and their personal relationship. You know, they obviously they have a history, and it's a complex one, but you know, that's from Ripley's childhood, and now here they are, you know, grown men. So it's another stepping stone on this journey of them, figuring each other out as people and as doctors, and learning to work with each other, even though they come from very different places and different generations, and obviously trying to keep the personal history side of things out of it, because that's not going to be, you know, beneficial to anyone. But that's the challenge.
It makes for good drama, though, I have to say.
It certainly does. and the drama will be there for sure. I really, really enjoy this episode. And it's a unique case. It's something a little different.
Yeah, for sure. Well, one of the things that I love about this show, this season is so different because you have new showrunners, a lot of different things. So it's a little bit darker than seasons past. Did you watch the show previously to booking the job? I'm just curious. Or was it like a fresh dive?
Complete fresh dive. Okay. I was obviously familiar with the world, but I hadn't seen. I'd watch when I booked the job. I watched the premiere episode of Chicago Med to get an understanding of the style and the flavor and all of that. But then obviously there's a few more episodes after the first episode. Didn't quite have enough time to watch them all. But also I kind of liked coming in fresh, you know, and not knowing the actors and the characters too well. That's been really fun for me.
Yes. Well, I love it. I think your storyline is so fascinating. The big reveal of your history with Dr. Charles, Oliver Platt, I thought was very cool. I wasn't sure where you guys were going to go with it, but I was pleasantly surprised. And I love how yet there's a tale of two tensions there where he's giving you the respect of a doctor, but I kind of feel like maybe in some way there's a subtext of him just keeping maybe a little extra eye on your character. I could be wrong. I know it's probably a very obvious choice, but there's probably more there that we're going to find out about. One more question or two here. I know we're running tight. Who is Dr. Ripley? Like, in a summation, if you can give it to us, we're getting to know him. When we have you back next season or whatever, we can compare. But I always like to ask as a final question, who is he? If you could sum him up, if you've done any work in preparing for him, which you always do, like in your mind, what is his backstory other than what we've seen on TV?
He's a deeply flawed guy who had a very difficult, troubling upbringing. His dad was never around. His mom had a string of boyfriends who kept leaving him, you know, kept leaving her and him, you know, and so he has some serious abandonment issues. And then that leads into, you know, the basics of what we know about his relationship with Dr. Charles, you know, not just his feeling about being over-medicated, but setting him up, you know, with medication and then leaving again, abandoning him. So, you know, that is that's not nothing. I'll just say that. I think, you know, I think he's the sort of guy that, you know, he grew up in a tough situation and he's made good, you know. That's a bit basic and a bit cliched, but it's true. And he's trying to distance himself from who he was previously. You know, I think he's really proud of himself and how much he's where he's got to. Like I think he's done amazing things, but he prides himself on his achievement and wants to keep striving to be the best he can be.
I'm not going to lie. And you, I don't know if you know this, you probably don't spend a lot of time in these one Chicago blogs and groups, but people take these interviews very seriously and they will have a lot to say about this conversation in a very positive way. I love you, man. I love you being on the show. I cannot wait to see what happens. Jean will tell you I am probably one of the biggest One Chicago World fan. We love these interviews. Thanks for your time. Congratulations. Big episode next Wednesday. And enjoy the Chicago winters. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Very nice to meet you.
Likewise. We'll see you soon, Luke. Thank you so much, my friend.
All right, man. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening and being a part of today's conversation.
Thank you!
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's absolutely free.
A major proportion.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
And remember, we care.